We end Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Baba Chana. Itma Rav Omar Suke V'achar Kasman. The Rav says in the Seder Abroches, when one makes Kiddush, the first night Suke, so first he's Mevorech Leishe B'Suke, and then he makes the Shechion. Rabbi Baba Chana Omar Zman V'achar Kach Suke. First you make the Birchas Hazman, the Shechionu, and then you make the Birchas HaSukkah, the Leishe Basukkah. So the Gemara explains what the Machloikis is. Rav Omar Sukkah V'achar Kach Zman, Chiyuve D'Yoyim Ha'Odit. That the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah comes from the Kedushas HaYoyim. So what the Yoyim is Machayev, that is an Adifis, this is, here the Yoyim is Machayev, this mitzvah, so that's more choshuv than zman, which is not considered chiyuv v'diyayim. Rabbi Baba Chana Omar, zman v'achar kach sukeh, toder v'sheinei toder, toder koydem. Since zman, tak it's not chiyuv v'diyayim, but l'maise zman is a toder, so toder v'sheinei toder, toder koydem. So the Gemara asks, "Leima Rav, Rabbi Baba Chana, beplukte de beishamai ubeisilu kamitzvadi." So this shaila, if which has a din alimus, a din kedime, kedushas hayoyim or todir, l'chayim machlokes beishamai ubeisilu. The Tana Rabbonim devarim shebein beishamai ubeisilu besude, beishamai oimrim mevorich al hayoyim. First you make the Mekadosh HaShabbos, you make the Kiddush, then you make the Beir Pri Yagofet. Esilul Oimrim, Mevorech Al Hayayin, V'acharkach Mevorech Al Hayayin. You make first the Broch Al Hayayin, and then you make the Broch Al Hayayin. Beshami Oimrim, Mevorech Al Hayayin, V'acharkach Mevorech Al Hayayin, Shehayayin Goyrem L'ayin Sheyovoy, the Kedushas Hayayin, that's the sibe that you may be yayin koydem asude. So the yayim is the mesaviv, the goyrim of the havoas hayayim. And kvar kiddush hayayim v'adayin yayin leibo. And also the metzias, the kedushas hayayim comes first. So we're magdim the kedushas hayayim over the bichas hayayim. Besil loyim mevoich al hayayim v'achar kach mevoich al hayayim. Shayayin goyrim lekiddush et hayomer. Without the wine, he would not make kiddush. Tavaracher birchas hayayin tedire, birchas hayayim eina tedire, todor v'shene todor, todor kaid. That birchas hayayin is todor, and so therefore, so todor has a din kedime over kiddushas hayayin. This is Todir, so Todir, so even though the other broch is on the Kedushas Hayayim, but the broch at the Todir weighs over Kedushas Hayayim. Before we go further, just one ha'or I'd like to mention, like this, the Rabbi Avram says that the Kiddush, the Yeraisim, one is Yaitze and Shemayna Esrei. So the Kiddush we make alayayim is ala Rabbonim. What'll be if one did not have a Shemayin Esrei? Let's say an Isha did not have a Ma'ariv. So behold, the Kiddush is a Deraisa. So l'chayre there's a Ha'ore that the Tzlaches and Shagisarye, l'chayre an Isha, let's say, didn't have a Ma'ariv. So her Kiddush is a Deraisa. So l'chayre, there should be an alimus of kiddush bichas hayayim over bichas hayayim. So the bichas hayayim is a deraise, and the bichas hayayim is a derabon. The tzlach calls it todor mekudish. That's what the tzlach says. The tzlachtaka wants to say like that, that by an isha the seder should be fakel. But the shagasaya says no. He says a very interesting svara. The Shagasaya says, the din of Todir, Kudish, or Todir, there's a din kdim of Todir, over something that's not Todir, That is if you have two equal mitzvahs. The shaila is, which mitzvah should you be magdim? So that we have guidelines, todir, kudish. He says, what happens, let's say, for example, a person wants to drink a glass of water, and he wants to dava mincha. So we'll say that, well, listen, the drinking a glass of water is a reshus. Davening mincha is a mitzvah. So you have to dava mincha first. There's no such klal. There's a klal, if you have to daven mincha and musaf, and there's a klal, so you have to do two mitzvahs. So we have guidelines and mitzvahs. There is a cheshbon in mitzvahs, which mitzvah has to be done first. But if you have a midi de reshus with a midi de mitzvah, there's no such klal that you have to be magdim the mitzvah. Then you can do the reshus first. There's no such klal. You can do first the reshus and then do the mitzvah. So he says, at the Rabbana, legabi adereis is legabi is equivalent to a reshus. So that means if you're going to cheshbon that the bichas hayayim is at the Rabbana, so forget a zikr can be magdamit. So it's a reshus. So that zikr is not a reason to be magdim the bichas hayayim over the bichas hayayim. No, the whole Indian is vakert about mid rabbonon. It is a mitzvah. So now there's a klal called the tikkun rabbonon. Came the reise tikkun. So just like by mitzvah the reise, there's an elimus of todil. So by mitzvah the rabbonon, there's also an elimus of todil. About slamaise, that is what the Shagasaya says. So that it doesn't matter if she did dava ma'ir, if she didn't dava ma'ir. It's not Mishana the halacha. Al kaponim, so now let's get back to the sugya. Leime rav the omar ki beishami. That means there's no shaila that the bichas ayayin is todim. Afal pikein, beishami says that we're magdim kedushas ayayin. There's no limas of kedushas ayayin. Ayayin goyrim. That is the svara of Beishama. Rabbi Barbachon the Omer ki Beisilu. Rabbi Barbachon that says that you make the Bichas Hayayin first. So Rabbi Barbachon holds like Beisilu. So comes out the Machlekes Rab and Rabbi Barbachon is the Machlekes Beishami and Beisilu. Omer lecho Rav, ano da omri afilu lebeisilu. So Rav said, no, even though I hold that Kedushas Hayoyim is before Todir, but I also like Beisilu. Ad kalei komri Beisilu l'hosom. There's another cheshbon over there. Elashayayim goyrim lekidushas shetayome. Beisilu said a cheshbon that he could not make Kiddush if he wouldn't have wine. So when the Mele has to make a bracha that he has wine in order to make Kiddush with. So therefore you have to be magdim the Beire Priya Gofen to the Kiddush. Avol Hocha, Ilav's man with me Leimrin in Sukkah, is here the Shechiyonu a reason for the Leishe B'Sukkah? There the wine is the reason for being able to make Kiddush. So therefore you have to give a shevach that you have wine with which to make Kiddush. But here, the Shechyonu is not a reason why you have to sit in the sukkah. So since that's not a reason, so we go back to my yisrei, that the chiyuv the yoyim is odd. So you magdim the chayvus hayoyim. Let us see Rashi. Leime rav the oma chayvus hayoyim adifa mitodir. The Omer ki Beishama, because Beishama also holds Chayvus Hayoyim is Odif Mitodif. The Rabbi ki Beisilu, the Omer Itodir Odif. He says, over there, Elashayayim Goyre, he loved the high time in Nami Ikeim, Shum Todir Lehave Mekad Mulei, the Chayvus Hayoyim Adif. So the Loshen of Rashi would seem that Rav is saying as follows, that what Beisilu was Magdim the Boire Priyagofen, is not because of two separate reasons. Todah is not a reason to be magdim over Kedushas Hayoyim. Okay? The Chayvus Hayoyim is odif. No, there's a tziruf of two reasons. First of all, it's a yain goyim lekiddush shetayomer, and then there's a cheshbon of todeh. So both of these together, so that has a din kedima over chayves hayoyim. Ma she'enkein by with the shechianu. So there is only a svar of todeh. Todeh alone is an alimus of chayves hayoyim over todeh. Before we go further, let us see Taisus. Ad kan loy kamri beisilu losom, elo shayayin goyrem lekiddush etayom. Teime. So Taisus asks, a kamri beisilu da yayin todir. So Taisus in the kashalim, beisilu gave two reasons. That's true. So according to the first reason, it doesn't apply in our case. But beisilu said also a reason that yayin is todir. So Vaisto is that the limus of todir is doiche, the chshivus of chayves hayayim. V'yesh loyme, loyme tamze l'chudei kaidemes l'chayves hayayim. Beisilu is not magdim also only because of the tam todir. L'chayves hayayim, d'neime mi tamze yaktim zman l'sukh. We don't say that. That means that Mamish Lakrashi said that it's a tziruf of two timing. We have a time of Hayayin goyrim lekiddush hayomer and todeh. V'shemo, and now Taisa says a second teretz, but that's the mishteit amira deki yisod in the second teretz. V'shemo, Taisa says, maybe that's not pshat in Beisilu. Beisilu Take is giving two distinct reasons why you're magdim the boyrif riyagofen before the kiddushus hayom. And one reason is todeh. And Beisilu holds that Todir is more choshev than Kedushas Hayoyim. And that is not like Rav. Aye, b'zoi leima Rav d'oma d'loike Beisilu. So Taisa says, no, b'shem e'nibola yashiv dibrei alav elo lefi dvorov b'din, v'loi lefi taimei Beisilu. The Gemara just wants to know if Rav could stim with the halacha of Beisilu. Rav does not have to stim with the timing of Beis Hillel. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying a gebaldik yisod. Taisus is saying a gebaldik yisod. A mice is told that once the Chassam Sofer Paskin the Shaila. And, Rav asked him a Shaila, he sent the Rav a Psak. After, the Rav sent him back. And the whole Psak, the Rav schlugged up the whole Psak. He is cautious on the whole Psak. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back a Tshuva, told the Chassam Sofer to write back, and all his kashas, he said, no, on this kasha, efshe kemen azay matrik zayin, this may be good for him, for he had a whole bunch of tchukim, maybe, could be miyashim like this, miyashim like this, make an akimte, he fa'emphed all the hasogis of the srav bedoichik. So the Chassam Sofer asked the Chassam Sofer, he says, he doesn't understand. He says, you said a psak, you brought rayas from five gemoras. You only shlugged the yot from the five gemoras. So you say, it seems that Yen is right. It means that Yen, the Pashas HaGemara is not the way you're saying, actually, Yashiv B'doich. So say your Psak is wrong, and Paskin Fakel. So the Chassam Sofer said, he says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam chose me as the Pesik HaDoel. So if I held the Psak is like this, the Psak is like this. I thought the psak is like this because I had a rai from this gemara. He has a kasha on this psak. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know a good teretz. There'll be someone a bigger lamdan than me. Say a better teretz on this. The psak is the psak. There's a kasha from this gemara. So a lot bigger lamdan than me will tell a better teretz. But that doesn't mean the psak is wrong. There's a tshuvas Rabbi Kiveiger. Rabbi Kiveiger, in the tshuva Seif Simen Kuf Chav Ches, there's a tshuva between Rabbi Kiveiger and the Nesivis, and then Rabbi Kiveiger brings down like this. והנה כאשר נשאל חוסני רב מוישה, ויש תחסם סויפה דשיילה, נוסן דאטוי לודוין באם העדים הם קרויבים. תחסם סויפה went from left field. These two were going in the עצם שיילה, and done in the עצם שיילה, to be matter to Asher, and תחסם סויפה all of a sudden went, maybe the עדים הפוס, the קרויבים. V'don lahater, so it was matter, Eidem HaKroivim, some amela, so then it's, the whole shayla is not negay. Zogt Rabbi Kivege, V'im ki rayosoi, einoi machve kolkach, he says, the ray, he said, a shtik teure. So the ray of Tachsam Sofer, the lomdus of the ray that Rabbi Kivege didn't appreciate, aber ro'isi kama godul koichon shal tzadikim, he came and started thinking about something that no one ever thought of, such as the Eidem HaKroivim. And all of a sudden he started thinking of such a thing. Later we found that Eidem HaKroivim. He got to it that the Eidem HaKroivim with a Shtik Teire. And the Shtik Teire, Rabbi Kivege wasn't spoiled with the Shtik Teire, but Lamaisa the Psak was like that. There's a Posik in Mishlei Tazayin, Posik Yud, Kesem al Sifsei Melech b'mishpot lo yimal pit. And the Goin explains Pshat in this Posik as follows. Kesem al Sifsei Melech. Kesem is a lotion of kishuf. It's magic. What the words, what a Melech says, it's magic. B'mishpot lo yimal pit. When it comes to the mishpat, when it comes to the loche, he's mechaven to the loche. But it's magic how he says it. So the Goyin explains pshat in this posik as follows. He says, what melech are we speaking about? We're speaking about man malki rabbonon. We're speaking about tamidei chachamim. So he brings a gemore in Masechtas Gittin. He says, you could ask a talmud chacham a shayla. He won't understand the shayla. He'll misunderstand the shayla. And El Paskin, and the Psak will be right. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Kesem al Sivsei Melech, it's like magic, it's kishiv, aber memishpat lo yim alpid. So brings the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, there was a Psashayle, and there was a Shayle with a Shrimmera, and how to be makne the wife to get. Rove Paskin. And they asked Rava, the Psak is wrong. So Ichsef Rava. The way Rava passed, Rava said the reason, and then Rava said a wrong Psak. Ichsef Rava, so Rava got fashemed. Later they found out that she wasn't a Nesua, she was an Arusa. By Arusa, the Locha was like Rava said. By a Nesua, Rava thought she was asking about a Nesua. They all thought she was speaking about a Nesua. So then the Psak would have been wrong. But Lamaisa, it was Negea and Arusa, and by Arusa, the Psak of Rava was right. Dastamir, this is what Tosfos is saying. God, I once heard one more Agdoma. I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav David Klein, Zechayin Levroch, he once said a very interesting ha'or. He says, you see, you have a Shvera Rambam. So, now you have a Shvera Rambam, you look at Amchayim and Ersameyach. Chrifis, Bekiyis, Lomdis, Amkis, Moiridik. Now, after you go through the whole thing, it happens. It's exactly like the Rambam. He says, you know, there were Shvera Rambams in the times of the Rambam also. How many times we have the Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam, Akashan, and his Psak? The Rambam says the Teretz. You look at the Terutzim of the Rambam. See, Rab Chaim's there, there's Semeir. What's that? That's that Balabatisha Teretz from the Rambam, a Psazoi, a Psazegiler, and so on. He says, so it's modne, it's moiridik modne. Rab Chaim zog this in Rambam. It's very rochish to say that the Rambam meant Rab Chaim, or he meant Er Semeir. So he said that there could very well be the Rambam never meant the Rab Chaim. The Rambam was machavul amiti shol Torah. This is Torah already. The Psak is Torah. Now we have a shayla and a stira and how does this shtik Torah stim with another shtik Torah? So this habi ponim l'teire. Why the Rambam Taki said like this? To be in a different reason. But since this is Teiris Emes, so Rab Chaim pshat liktin dos, there's a meyach, this is ayin ponim l'teire, and kol nisim yisrael sholem. This is what Tosfos is saying. Tachsmit is a moiridike Tosfos. Tosfos is saying
that we is the kasha from Beis Hillel and Rav. Beis Hillel holds Todir is more chashuv than Chayves Hayoyim. That's what Beis Hillel holds. And Rav holds that Chayves Hayoyim is more chashuv than Todir. So that was the kasha. So Taisus answers in the second tells, Eini bole yashiv divre Rav alafi dvaro bedin. What the halach is he has to shim. There's another reason for Beis Hillel. The Lailafi time may Beis Hillel. What the reasons Beis Hillel said? Who said the reasons of Beis Hillel is halacha? That's not muchach that the reasons of Beis Hillel are halacha. The halacha of Beis Hillel, that what Beis Hillel said over here, that the birchas hayayin koydem lebirchas yem, that's la halacha. And if there's another reason for that, so that halacha stems with my halacha. But the reasons of Beis Hillel, there's no hechech bechlal that I have to hold like the reasons of Beis Hillel, and I can be chaylik on the tamim of Beis Hillel. That's what Taisus is saying, and it's a gevaldik yisod. Let us go further in the Gemara. So now we hear that Rav says, I can hold like Beis Hillel also. Now the tam of Beis Hillel is, the loch of Beis Hillel is because Hayayin goyim l'kiddush et yom. V'rabi baba chona omaloch, anod omri afilu lebei shamay. Ad kan loy omri bei shamay hoso. Now, Rabbi Baba Chana said that he's make the Shechyanu before the Leishe B'sukkah because the Shechyanu is Todir. And Todir comes before Chayves Hayoyim. And Beis Shammai says that you make the Kedushas Hayoyim, Kaddish HaShabbos, before the Beir HaPigofen, even though the Beir HaPigofen is Todir. Ad Kaloyim Ri Beis Shammai Hosam Elosh Hayoyim Goyim L'Yayin Sheyovim. There is another Cheshbet. Because the Kedushas Hayoyim is the Siba of the Havoas Hayayim. Avol Hochom, Ilav Suke Miloy Emrinen Zman. Here is the Mitzvah Suke, a reason for saying Shechiyonu. So since we don't have this time of Beis Shammai, so here we'll say that Fakelta Todir weighs over. Let us see Rashi. Ilav suke, ilav yeshive suke, miloy amrinen zman. If there wouldn't be yeshive suke, you wouldn't say zman, ki goyin hilche drochim, de pturim in asuke, oimrim zman, bishvil amoy, kmoy bishari gol. That means if we have a person who doesn't sit in asuke, is hilche drochim, so lemaise, they also say zman. Now, as I heard in Chedushi Rameya Simche, he brings a raya from this Rashi to the Ilei Rabbe. There's a machlokes, the Ilei Rabbe, and the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim, now let's start the Ilei Rabbe, the Prima Godim is choylik on the Ilei Rabbe. The Ilei Rabbe says that, clears the Shaila, if Hilchei Drochim apart from Sukkah the first night. So, the din is Hilchei Drochim apart from Sukkah, the whole Sukkahs. The din Teishvu came to do. Just like your dire in the Sukkah is not expected from you more than the yadir in the house. So just like you don't live in your home when you're Hilchei Drochim, so you don't have to live in the Sukkah. So he says Hilchei Drochim apart the first night also. That's an Ilei Rabbe, saves him in Tov Reishmen. They bring Zarashi Daf Chavov Omed Aleph. And that's the sugi of Hilchei Drochim, which are part of Minasuke. Now, the Prima Godim is Ma'ire, he says, Rashi in Daf Chavov Omed Aleph. Rashi is speaking about the mitzvah of Teishvu, Sukkot Teishvu Shiva Shamin. So that's true. The mitzvah of Teishvu is Teishvu Kein Tadur. But the mitzvah of the first night, Sanuchi is. That's not a mitzvah of Teishu. Here we learn out Tezvot. We learn out Yimachuyev to eat in the Sukkah at night. I mean, this is a new Mechayev. The Medchiyev of Teishu, which the Teishu came to do. So that's in the Chiyev of Shiva Shem. But here's the thing, just like Yimachuyev to eat Matzah the first night. You'll tell me, Hilchei Drochim will be part of a Matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat Matzah. So by Meile, there's a mitzvah also to, there's a mitzvah to eat the first night in the sukkah. Just, we learn that, just like there's a mitzvah to eat a kesayis matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. And this mitzvah, there's no ptur of teshvu came to do it, a new machayah. That's what the Prima Godim says. And that's me, the Yisameyer says, I didn't see it in the Veinik, but it could be, he says, it's not the Rashi Chavov, it's Rashi Nunvov. We hear enough in the Rashi, we hear enough in the Rashi, like the Eli Rabin. Rashi says, klor, that hoil chay drochem apota from the sukkah laila rishayna, so amoyer dike Rashi. Dachsar me, I once heard, b'shem Rab Shloime Zechayna Levroche, she asked a similar kasha that the Prima Godim seems to ask on the Eli Rabin, but l'mayse shtei toichet el cheshbin. The Mishabru brings down from Bikuri Yaakov, like this is a machlikas harishonim, the first night of Sukkot, if it's raining. What are you mechuyiv to do? So other rishonim learn, mitztayer is mechuyiv, it's Sukkot the first night, a whole year, the whole Sukkot is a teishu came to do, so mitztayer is potter. So you came to do, but the first night you mechuyiv teeth when you're mitztayer. So we made other rishonim hold that you mechuyiv to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Other rishonim hold that when it's raining, you're not mechuyiv to sit in the sukkah. You're not yoytzeh the mitzvah of sukkah. A yeshiva of a mitzvah is not called a yeshiva. That's called teshuv. So we made, but you mechuyiv to sit in the sukkah. So you have to wait up. You have to wait up till it's going to stop raining. So the Bikuri Yaakov has a shaila, what happens if it's now it's raining? We heard the weather report that 1 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, it's supposed to stop raining. But this person, he can't keep up. He's tired. He wants to go to sleep. Zuk the Bikuri Yaakov, now it's pouring. Let him go into the sukkah now, and he'll eat his kezayis in the sukkah, whatever it is, or kebeyev. Let him eat that in the sukkah. And then let him go to sleep. So look the Bikuri Yaakov Mamanovshech. If Mitztayer is Chayev, so he was Yaitz already. He was Yaitz. He ate in a sukkah with the rain poured on him. Mitztayer is Potter. So now he's Mitztayer. He can't keep up. He wants to go to sleep. So Mitztayer is Potter. So let him go to sleep. So is it the Bikuri Yaakov. So Rav Shloime tined it. There's two diyunim over here. There's a shaila taka, maybe a mitzvah is not yoitza. The first night a mitzvah is not yoitza, that's not called the yeshiva sukkah. But he's mechuyiv now to be up, out the mitzvah of tesvov. There's no such tool because he'll be tired to be up for matzah, so he won't stay up for the seder because he's sleepy. There's no tool in the mitzvah sachila. Could be he wasn't yoitza because it's felt nice in yeshiva, but there's no such tool of a mitzvah. Al Kaponim, that's l'chayra, the same shayla. If there's a p'tur of teshuva came to duru in the chiyuv of Laila Rishayin. Al Kaponim, we have here a moira de Rashi, that Rashi says that they're potter. Zot the Gemara Vayke. T'nan, we learned in the Mishneh, Batzeres Aymaloi, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. The Mishneh said that when Shavuos was Chal B'Shabbetz, so they were mechalik to all the mishmores. They were mechalik the lechem aponim. They were mechalik also the shtei alechem. So oim aloi heilach matzah. The lechem aponim is matzah. So the first day to tail the lechem aponim heilach chometz. Frek the gemore v'hoche the chometz iker u'matzah tofu. Uktoni heilach matzah veheilach chometz tiyufte derat. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, those are amiridiki yisaydis the Gemara. The chometz iker shehi chayva liyoyim. That means the mitzvah of shtei alechem is chayva sayoyim. That means shvuas is mechayiv, and havoa shtei alechem, and achila shtei alechem. That's the mitzvah sayoyim. So that's a chayvus hayayim. U'matzeh tofu, and the mitzvah of matzeh is a tofu. Shehu shel shabbos she'ovo. The mitzvah of lechem aponim is not a mitzvah of this week Shabbos. It's last week's mitzvah. Last week when they were mesader the lechem aponim, that was the avoid of the lechem aponim. Last week the avoid was done, and now by it was on the shulchan the whole week, and now this Shabbos we're mesalik it from the shulchan and we eat it. But the lechem aponim is not called a mitzvah hayoyim. It's not called a chayvus hayoyim. It's called Achoyves Sheovro, Shishal Shabbos Sheovro. It's last week's mitzvah. That means even though eating it, I'm eating it today, that's the Zman Achille, but Shad is, I'm eating a lechem that the mitzvah was done last week. The Avodas Alechem was last week, and the Achille of that is this week. But it's called, I'm not doing a mitzvah, even though my Achille is now. My mitzvah's Achille is now, but it's an Achille of even though it's being done now, but it's an achila of a chayves hayayim of last week. So memele shehu shel shabbos shavu uktoni the palgi matzah bereishin alma todir odev. So the gemara here is sakasha and Rav. He says Rav said that if you have a leishay v'sukkah which is a chayves hayayim, and you have a shechiyona which is todir, you are magdim the chayves hayoyim, you magdim the leishay besukim before the todir. So here the shtei alechem is a chayves hayoyim, and the lechem aponim is todir. Every week you bring lechem aponim, but it's not a chayves hayoyim. We see we're magdim the lechem aponim to the chayves hayoyim, so we see todir is more choshev than chayves hayoyim. Tiyufta the Rav is opkefrei. I'd like to say over a moiridika avnei nezer. Avnei nezer wants to bring, there's a machlokes. What does one do meitzoi Shabbos? What does one do meitzoi Shabbos shel Chanukah? There's a mitzvah of Havdalah. Is a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Which one are we magdim first? So the Taz says you should be magdim Havdalah first. Why? Havdalah is todir, Ner Chanukah is not todir. So maybe you should be magdim Havdalah. Zok the Hilik Avnei Nezer. So he says no. He says Ner Chanukah is a chayves hayoyim. That means now it's Meitzoi Shabbos. Achayves hayoyim. Not as a chiyuv to be madlet Ner Chanukah. Havdole is achayves Shabbos, not achayves hayoyim. The Chazal tell us zochreyu al hayayin bein bechnisosoi bein beyitziyosoi. That means the Shabbos is mechayev of schiras dvorim when the Shabbos comes in and when the Shabbos leaves. But the mechayev is Shabbos. When do you make the Havdole? Meitzoi Shabbos you make the Havdole. But the Havdalah I'm making Meitzoi Shabbos, but I'm making Meitzoi Shabbos a mitzvah Shabbos. Havdalah is a mitzvah of Shabbos, not a mitzvah of Chol. So he says, this is Mamish Agamore. This is Lechem Aponim. This is Lechem Aponim Ishtei Alechem. And we'll see. So Agamore, the Baal says first that Lechem Aponim is first, because Todir is first. They will see the Mal B'chayza. That Shtei Alechem is first, because according to Rav, Chayves Hayoyim is before Todir. So he says, Faket, so we have an opening Gemara that Ner Chanukah is before Havdalah. That is what Avnei Nezer says. So we have here now Tiyufta the Rav. The Baal we have here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Lechem Aponim is first. Tul matzah, heilach matzah, heilach omit. So we see that todir is more than chayves hayoyim. Amar lecha Rav, tanoi, you're right. Taki the Tana of our Mishnah Taka holds that todir is first, but it's machlokes is tanoi. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, heilach matzah, heilach omit. Abishol oimer. So that the Tanakama holds that matzah is first, that todir is more choshev than chayves hayoyim. Abishol oimer heilach chometz heilach matzah. Abishol says that chayves hayoyim is first. May I pass like Abishol? Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde loy kedivrei Rav da Omar Suke v'achar kach man el is man v'achar kach Suke.
So he passed like Rav Babachon, he said first the Shechion and then the Leishe v'Suke Rav Sheish is bereid Ravidi Omar Suke v'achar kach man v'hilchus Suke v'achar kach man.
Aloha we pass in Suke v'achar kach man. Zogt Taisvis, Vilches es Suke Vacha Kachmam, Veloi Chayshinon Listam Mas Nisim, so Taisvis, how can you pass on Suke Vacha Kachmam, we have a Stam Mishne, Tektoni, Heilach Matze, Heilach Omitz, not Chayish Lu Stam Mishne, we don't pass on like the Stam Mishne.
That's one Teretz.
Another Teretz, Inami, Choshev Nami, Lechem Haponim, Choyves Hayoyim, Lechem Aponim is called Choybes Hayoyim, Afal Pi Shehein Mishabes Shalom. Now, Taishvis mentions a delicate point over here. Taishvis says that what our Gemara said, that Lechem Aponim is not Choybes Hayoyim, was a Tifa Lomdis. That means that since the Avoid of the Lechem Aponim was last week, last Shabbos, so even though the Mitzvahs Achil is Hayoyim, it doesn't have a chshivas of avodas hayoyim. It doesn't have a chshivas of avodas hayoyim because the shayrish ha'achil starts from Leh Shabbos. That's what our Gemara said. So Taisva says, but that's debatable. Lahalocha we hold nitazoi since lemaisa the chiyev bepoil of the chiyev achila is bepoil now. So the achilas lechem upon him is considered a chayves hayoyim. So fakel, so it's a chayves hayoyim and it's tadir. So therefore over there your magdim, the Mishnah taka is magdim, heilach matzah taka, heilach matzah to heilach omitz, because that's also considered a chayves hayoyim. Masha'en kain is this by, Mashenka in the case of Rav, the Shechion is not a Chayvus Hayom, so Magdim the Chayvus Hayom. So the Chayr I thought, according to Taisvis, so falls off the, according to the second pair of Taisvis, falls off the Rai from Davnei Nezer. Davnei Nezer wants to be Chaylik on the Taz. He wants to say that even though Havdol is Todir, but Nechanik is a Chayvus Hayom, Taisvis, the second pair wants to say, the Lechem Aponim is also called a Chayvus Hayoyim, even though it's Machma Shabbos Sha'obor. Because the Mitzvah Sachil is Hayoyim. So Memele, the Mitzvah Samira Savdol is also Hayoyim, even though the Mitzvah Samira is because of it's a Shabbos Dike Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah Savdol is to be said B'chol. So the Maise, so it could be, it's also called a Chayvus Hayoyim. So it's called a Chayvus Hayoyim. So then it's Take, like the Mishnah, Heilich Matzah, Heilich Chometz, B'magdim, so we mag them that before the chometz. It's todir, and it also says in the chayvus hayoyim. The Marsha asks a kasha. I mean, Taisvus just said something very interesting. Taisvus says, how could you pass them against the Stam Mishneh? So Taisvus says, you know, this whole cheshbon is not ois gehalten. It could be Lechem Aponim is called Chayvus Hayoyim. That's what Taisa says. Even though the Gemara didn't mention this, but that's what Taisa says. Lechem Aponim is called Chayvus Hayoyim. So Bezayf Rekta Marsha, so why did the Gemara say Tzyufte de Rav? Gemara Shlugged up Rav. And Rav would say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. It's not Tzyufte. The Lechem Aponim is Chayvus Hayoyim. Marshall says that the Gemara wanted to bring this teretz, the way the Makshin held it, also he can say it else. But in the Chanami Taka, Rav can raise the chayis from the whole kasha, the kasha finds it in the Don. It could very well be that this is called Chayis Hayyim. Mishmer Shazmani Kabu, we heard in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah Shazmani Kabu, so they're Makriv, Mishmish is Mani Kabu, or Makrev Tmidim, the Dorm and the Dovis, or Sharka Bonis Sibu, or Makrev Esaker. So Trashi, Mishmish is Mani Kabu, or Sharka Bonis Sibu, what does that mean? Elasuye Mai, Lasuye Parhelum Dovel Shal Sibu, Syria Vedas Kechovim. So if the occasion comes about that in the regal they have to be Makrev these Kabonis,
These kabbalas belong to the Mishmah Shazmane Kavua. Umachri v'sakel asliye mai lasliye kayet hamizbeach. That the kayet hamizbeach also goes to the Mishmah Shazmane Kavua. Let us see Rashi. Par helam dovo shal tzibo emire ben beregol shalvu aveire beiros bezden. So that Kolben, the Mishmah Shazmane Kavua is makir. Kayet hamizbeach. Kshuhu botul, when the Mizbeach is botul, that means, shekolso aktoris tomit, they finish with the aktor of the tomit, ve'ein mevi neder in the dove, there's no one bringing a neder in the dove, ha'yeshoifrei sham, so there were shoifreis, there were pushkes, shenoislim ben mois, kol moisreis, hashnuyim ba'shas b'chol moket. Wherever it says, moiser this, whatever there was a moiser, so the moiser that was, remained, that was used for Kaitam Mizbeach, number one. The Cholmokim Shamu Yiru Achei Yistavu Yimachu Yiblu Dmeim Lenadov, and also all Kabonis. There's a locha that you wait till it becomes a Balmum, and you sell it, and the Domim fall in the Dov, and the Dov means Kaitam Mizbeach, Mehem Leichin Oilois Le Kaitam Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach should not be bottled, that there should always be Kabonis Nikda on the Mizbeach, Loshen Kayet, Kodom Oifel, Tainim, Bikinuach Sude. It's sort of a dessert. Zuk the Mishnah weiter. Yom Tev, Asomach, Lashabis, Bein Milafonea, Bein Lachel. It means as follows. Yom Tev, Asomach, Lashabis, Bein Milafonea. That means if, let's say, Shmini Atzeres is Erev Shabbos. Bein la'achareho, so comes out Shabbos, is the Shabbos after Shmini Atzeres, after the regel. Or bein la'achareho, or let's say the first day Sukkot is on Sunday. So Shabbos is right before the regel. Now, so Emerson, this Shabbos, the Shabbos which is right after the regel, or the Shabbos which is right before the regel, is theoretically, is not a Shabbos Shabbosoich HaRegel. So, L'chayre, all the Chalukis should go to the Mishmah HaKavu L'Izma. That we learned before, that the Shabbos Shabbosoich HaRegel, in the Regel, is different guidelines, that all Mishmah is Chalukis B'Shavah. But the Shabbos before the Regel, or the Shabbos right after the Regel, Al Picheshbin, this belongs taki to the Mishmah Kabul Isma, so it's regal. So it didn't become the regal. Afal Pikain, it says in the Mishnah, Koyu Kola Mishmorish Shovais Bechiluk Lechem Aponim. They divided the Lechem Aponim between all the Mishmoros. Let us see Rashi. Bein Milafone Bein Milachel, Meforish Bigmore, Shechal Yontev Lachel, that the first day Yontev was Chal after Shabbos. Lehavelei Shabbos Shebeseich Achak, so the Shabbos is not in the regel, the Shabbos is the day before the regel. Afilo hochi, hoil utzrichen lahagdem biyosa mi'erev Shabbos. But since all the Mishmores, they have to come, they have to be there Meitzoi Shabbos. But you can't come Meitzoi Shabbos, because you can't travel on Shabbos. So they have to come Erev Shabbos. Bishvil Yontev, they have to be there Sunday, they have to be the Yom Rishon, so they have to be in the Beis HaMikdash where the Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Lo Yuchel Lovay. So this is a Shabbos, which is not a Shabbos Shabbos Soich HaRegel, but this is a Shabbos which the circumstances force that all the Mishmores should be there. Is Chelkim Belechem Aponim. So they're Chelik Belechem Aponim. So just like a Shabbos Shabbos Soich HaRegel, even though the Avodas Lechem Aponim was not a Yidei HaMishmores, Afal Pikein, we learned that from a Pasig, that Chilkim B'Lechem Aponim. So here also, Chilkim B'Lechem Aponim, but this is not Me'ikar Adin, this is a Psatakon of the Rabbon. V'chein Imchal Shmini Lefoneo B'Erev Shabbos, or another case, if Erev Shabbos was Shmini Atzeres, so they said he couldn't leave by after Shmini Atzeres, they had to stay over for Shabbos. Afal pi shein haShabbos b'seich achag, chelkim bo hayil lo yuchlo l'leches. Since the circumstances forced them to remain their Shabbos, so it's a takonis chachomi that they're here already, it's chelkim b'shavah. the Orech Laneri is Ksakashe, maybe. So they made, why did they make the, what's with the Avoidis? The Avoidis of the Tzim, the Avoidis only the Mishma, Kabuloi, Ba'isi, Shabbos do the Avoidis. Even though all the Mishmores are there. So the Orech Laneri says, Lagabi the Avoidis, it is a posik that, that Levad Memkor of Al-Ha'ovis, that means there was already a Hakno, that the Schusei Avoide, each Mishmor has its Shabbos. And that they didn't want to be Oiker, this is a posik in the Torah, they didn't want to be Oiker this. In the Schusei Achille, that you could be Moichel. That means in the Chiyav Avoide, which is Mutl, and the Mishmor Shekabu Eloi's Mam, so the Chiyav Avoide, they didn't want to take away from him. So the Maise, so the Mishma Kabu Eloi's Mam, Baise Shabbos, they did all the Avoides. The Chilek Lechem Aponim, which Be'emes belongs also only to the Mishma Kabu Eloi's Mam, Apal Pikeim, that they wanted today. Since all the Mishmores are there, the Gemara says, Kecha the Nechla Badi Adodi, all the Mishmores should eat together, and all the Mishmores ate together. Chali Yishyoim Echod Lahafsik Bentayim. What happens if Shmini Atzeres, there was a day between Shmini Atzeres and Shabbos, or a day between Yom Tov Rishon and Shabbos? I mean, Shmini Atzeres was on a Thursday, or Yom Tov Rishon was on a Monday. So there, Be'etzim, the Mishmores did not have to stay over for Shabbos. They could gone back home Erev Shabbos. Or they didn't have to come Erev Shabbos, they could come Sunday. So there, the Allah is Mishmer Shezmanei Kabuy Ayinoytul Esachalis. So here, since they were in Muchach to remain here, so Chazal made a different account. The Mishmer Shezmanei Kabua, he took 10 Chalis. Amisake Noytul Shtayim. The one that stayed over Shabbos, Chayim Tzadik the Meishin who said to Amagdim, or the one that came Erev Shabbos, is Neitel Shtayim. So he took 2 out of the 12 Chalos. Let us see Rashi. Chal Yom Echad LaHafsik Bentayim, Kegoin Shechal Yontev Rishin B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Shehoyu Yechaylim Lovi Bechad B'Shabbos. They could have come to Yerushalayim Echad B'Shabbos. Vehim Kidmu. Ubo Me Erev Shabbos. They came Erev Shabbos already. Eishachal Yon Tavachem Bechmish B'Shabbos Shechaylim Leilich Merev Shabbos. They could have gone home Erev Shabbos. Nisak V'Shom B'Shabbos. Is Kol Amishmorish and Nisak V'U Ein Noitlim Elosh Teichalos. They take 2 Chalos. ומישמו שזמני קבוע נויטל עשר וחלקן עשר בין מישמר הנכנס למישמר היצא כדרך כל שבוס השונה will have later that the in Shabbos both mishmores used to be nischalif, that means the mishmo היצא did part of the avoidus, the mishmar nichnas did the other half of the avoidus. So in the lechem aponim used to divide between themselves. So here in the 10 chalas they'll divide between themselves and the Mishma HaMisake will get 2 chalas. Let's go back to the Mishnah. B'shar Yemois HaShone HaNichnas Noitel Sheish V'HaYotze Noitel Sheish. So the Mishma, that means they started, each Mishma had a week of the Avodah, and the week ended for the previous Mishma on Shabbos, and the week started on the new Mishma on Shabbos. So Hanifnas, the new Mishma, which is entering Shabbos to do the Avodah Neitel Sheish, they take 6 of the Lechem Aponim, by Yetzi Neitel Sheish, and the Yetzi is Neitel Sheish. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Hanifnas Neitel Sheva, by Yetzi Neitel Chomish. Hanifnasim Chilkim B'Tzofet. Now, the Mokim Achila was also different. Those who just came in, this is the beginning of their week, so they eat the Lechem Aponim B'Tzofen. V'Yoytzim B'Dov. And the Mishma, which is going to leave, so they eat the Lechem Aponim B'Dov. Bilge, the Mishma of Bilge, Lo'olam Cheleches B'Dovim, even when they were Nechnosim, they also ate B'Dovim. Kitabato kevua vachaloina stuba. Let us see Rashi exactly what this means. Hanichnas neitel sheva, meforish bigmore, shamishmoreis mischalfeis b'shabbos. Use the switch in Shabbos. Zu evede shachis, one mishmer did avoide shachis, zu evede shachis, kdemrini bigmore bebreisla. Hanichnosim chilkim b'neim b'tzofe. Esa magia lechelkom, that what they get, kidemrine bigmore, kidei sheyeirou, that they should be seen, the shash as shehein hanichnosim, but they're the nichnosim. Shatzofen iker, shreikov yakosov lushchitas kotche kadoshim. I mean, the tzofen side of the Azorah, that was the choshev chaylet, kotche kotchim yoni shaychet betzofen. So the mishma hanichnas to show that they're the nechnosim, they're just starting their avodah now. So mameila they ate their lechem upon them in the chelik hatzofen of the Azorah. V'hayoytzim chelkim bedorim kdei sheyiru shein yoytzim. They're the yoytzim of ahelchem lechem. They're leaving already the avodah. Levichach shinu mekoyimam eitzel ruach shein neyiker. So they don't have such a mechubedike mokim where to eat the lechem upon. Bilgo shem ha-mishmore, la'olam cheilekes bedor. Va'afilu kshi nichneset, afilu when Bilge was nichnas, knasu shekansuo kele meforesh bigmore. They come to the mishmore of Bilge. That's one knas that they always eat in a mokem she'ein echosh. Knas number two, v'tabato kabuo. The tabas of Bilge was kabuo. Chav dalet habois oyu bazore, b'mokim beis hamidbochayim, there were 24 large rings, b'mokim beis hamidbochayim, keneged esrim v'abo mishmoris, each mishmer had a tabas. And what was the purpose of this tabas? For in as soon as ba'avnei ritzpo, they were attached to the floor of the ritzpo, v'atabas psucho mitzavechot, you were able to open up the tabas. And they laid down the behemo and the neck was lying underneath the tabas. And then they went and shot the tabas and there the behemo was stuck there until the shechita. The tabas shel bilga. Kevua ve'ena nepeches, the tabas of Bilge, one they can never open it up. And what did they accomplish with this? Kadesh tishtamesh b'shalachem. That means whenever they did avoda, they had to have the rishus. They didn't have their own tabas. They had to use others. Ugnayhula, and this was to degrade it. They wanted the dafka to degrade it. Vachaloina stuma, chaloinis oyu bebeisach lifois ba'oivei kaisle atoim. There were either cubby holes or types of shelves in the base of Chalitz Beivik Kaisle Atoim, Shebetzvayni Shaleichu, Shesham Goinzim Esakineim. So each Mishma had its own Chaloin. Vizlam Mseches Midis. Vizosmu Chaloina Shel Bilgo. Chaloina Bilgo was shot. They couldn't open up. Again, they couldn't use their Chaloin to store their Sakineim. The Mishnah says that if Yontav is before or after, it's the Chokum Zlachim upon the Bishop. Ilema lefoneho Yontav Harishin, if he means that Yontav Harishin was before Shabbos. Lacher Yontav Achim, Sahainu Shabbos Shabbosai Chachak. So it comes out that this is a Shabbos Shabbosai Chachak, and we heard in the previous Mishnah, Dachnan Hayamid Bey, that the chilkim lechem aponim b'shava, b'chilik lechem aponim. So we hear that the Shabbos Shabbosai Chalrego, the chilik lechem aponim b'shava. Elo lefoneo yontiv achrein, lacheo yontiv rishin. Lefoneo means that Shmini Atzeres came, Shmini Atzeres was before Shabbos, lacheo yontiv rishin, that yontiv rishin shel Sukkos was right after Shabbos. So this was a Shabbos that was not the Seicharet. My time is, so why this Shabbos do they divide equally the Lechem upon it? Given the Hani Mekadmi, the Hani Ma'achi, since the others which have to come early, or others would have to stay late, because, I mean, they all have to come early. They all have to stay late. Then all the mishmaris should eat together. The lechem akonim. So memele. So that's why the Chazal made this takan. Zok the Gemara weiter. Chal yom echad. What if it's yom echad? So then it's 2 and 12. Now we hear weiter in the Mishnah. We hear in the Mishnah machloikis the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. How you divide up the lechem haponim. So the Tanakhama says, Hanichnas neitel sheish, vayoytze neitel sheish. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the Nichnas takes 7, and the Yoytze takes 5. Now the Gemara is going on Rabbi Yehuda. Hani tarti mai aviditai. What's the cheshbin that the Nichnas gets 2 more chalas than the Yoytze? Omar Rav Yitzchok b'schar hagofas losus. What does Rashi say? Ani tarti mai b'detai, Rav Yudakoi, the Omar nichnas neitel sheva, so why does he take 2 more? B'schar hagofas losus. Shemishmar hanichnas megif ad losus arvis, sheposach oison mishmar hayoytze. So Rashi says, he says, that Shabbos, both of them are doing the avodah. The Mishmar HaYoytzei opened up the Sha'orim, the Glosses. The Mishmar HaNichnas shuts the Sha'orim. We have to understand Rashi. So what? The Meiri asks on Rashi. The Meiri doesn't understand Rashi. So they're shutting the Sha'orim. So they open the Sha'orim. So what's the yichus of the Mishmar HaYoytzei over the Mishmar HaNichnas over the Mishmar HaYoytzei? The Meiri wants to say it's chaylik on Rashi. He says that in the psichas hasha'orim, they both made the psichas hasha'orim. They were there already from the morning, the mishmar hanichnas. So the psichas hasha'orim was through both. The hagofas hasha'orim was only through the mishmar hayoytz hanichnas. So the meila, that's why they get more. Like the Gemara, v'neimele dal bedal. Rashi, the name alay, Yoytze le Nichnas. So the Yoytze told the Nichnas, Dal bedal. Well, yeah, I hear there's a husband, you deserve more, because, you're gonna be made gifted lossy. Hose chayk se mikan. Let's know, be mavata on this chayk. Bishvil she siru etzlacha. That means, so, you'll gain also. That means, if you won't take an extra 2 from us, so they won't take an extra 2 from you. In Titel Achshav Sheva, if you're going to take from us 7, Yitel L'Shabbos Habo Mishmar HaNichna Sheva, Ba'at L'Chomesh, and then you only have 5 next week. It's too late B'Shabbos. So listen, I'm telling your neighbor, take now 6, they should Titel Gamata L'Shabbos Habo B'Shabbos. So the next Shabbos shall also have 6. Dal Hoser, K'may Dal Rigolim, Uchdosine B'Reish Mesechta, Dal Ashtereis Kenayim, Iketzel Sukeh, Dal the fun is like a tail sucker down by the behemoth. So Mamela, so that was, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So Lechayre, let them be equal. They'll gain next week. Amarabaye butzine tove mikar. Let us see Rashi. Butzine tove mikar. Moshe led you to. Aime lechaveiroi the last tana ni noisun loch b'mechuba. I'll give you now a small delay. Until Tilatil Sha'ach Shav Tlush. If you want, you can pick it right now. Small. Vimtil Tilanicha Shetigol. If you want to leave it there, the Tayosa Kara, and it'll be bigger, become a Kara, Hinicha, Shetigol. So what should he do? Is Tayvloy Litlo Miyat. Better take it now. Number one, Shemalach is my Nisharan boy. Now he says he can take it. Maybe when he'll get big, he'll change his mind. So take it now. Maybe later he won't need it. Now he is a user mit chaparay now. So memele, that's a moshel hedyot. Alchinami gabi mishmoris mishero litol achshav layamtim l'shabbos abot. Now I can take 7. You say by taking 7 now, I'll lose out next week. Al tidag liyemoch. Now I take 7, I'll take 7 now. Zok taisus. Butzine tavo mikar. Marshall had you to, Aima Lachaveiroi, the last Ktan and Inoisan Lachobe Machuda, Im Tilzel and Nicha Chetigodo, Payosa Kara, Inicha. Tanicha, as type my little Miyat, Shemala Achas man, Yisharik Beze, maybe he'll change his mind. Aishemala Yitzarir Zeloze, Kar Pirish Bekuntu. But when it time forish, when it time, so it comes out according to Rashi, that a Betzina is a small Dalas, Makara is a big Dalas, so it's Betzina Tova Mikara, it's better to take now a small Dalas than to take later a big. But when it time forish, that's not Shan the Gemara, Dal Kochach or Betzina Vikara Shnei Minim, these are two different Minim. The Kishuim Vitagaminin Betzina. That's Kishuim. But the last, Hainu Kara, that's a Dalas, the Mucher bin Adorim, Perikanoidim in Amabusha. The Mrinen Mai Dalas Hamutsa. What is Dalas Hamutsa? Kari Karkozoi. So you see, a Dalas is Karo, and Kishuyim are Butine. The Kishuyim, the Diluyim, Beis Minim, and these two are two different meanings. Because the Mucher bin Meseches Kloin, the Snan Etei Odom Kisha is with Dalas. Besayich guma echot, or bravachitei zu neite letadzu, bezu neite letadzu, the one is facing one direction, one is facing the opposite direction, the neite seyoshel zu lakam, seyoshel zu lakam. So we see kishis and the dalas are cloying, so the two different meaning. And we see that the kishuyim are betzine, and the dalas is the kara, so the two different meaning, so the whole moshel of Rashi doesn't stim. For Eidrei, Mother Mina Peg Shloisha Shaochlu, Butzine Mikitve Yediyah. That means, there Lachaira means to say that Butzine, that it will be a big peri, you can tell from the younger stage already. So Butzine, it seems, is a large peri, and Mikitve means we, from the younger stage, you can recognize that it will be a large peri. Also, ponim mashme de laacha she nigmar ha-peire nikre betzine. Rashi said betzine is when it's a small state. Vayme Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam is chelek on Rashi, he says, shakishis min pri kotem yidalar. Kishis are a small peire, then a two different meaning, she memayel is bashel, but it gets ripe quickly. But it ends up a small peire. V'yochel etil she miyad, v'ad de laas g'doylo, v'einem ameheres liz bashel. And yochel etosha ad la'achas mat. Oyev odom dover mu'et la'alta midover meruba la'achas mat. So that's pshat. A person is satisfied to take a small peri, which is ready now, and to take weight for a large peri, to take a different mean, which will take time till we'll get right. Zavta gemara baita. Omar Rav Yehuda, ube mosofim chilkim. Rav Yehuda says that the Mishnah spoke about the Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar HaYetzeh. It says that they divide the Lechem upon. What with the Mesophim? So the Mesophim, they also divide. The Mesophim Chalkim, so Rashi ki heichi de palgi be Lechem uponim, Mishmar HaNichnas HaYetzeh, palginami bo oireis ha Mesophim shal kol Shabbos. They also divide the oiris of the Mesophim, they also divide it. Yeah. Like the Gemara, Meisvei, says like this, Mishmora Hayoitze, the Mishmor that leaves Oise Tomit Shol Shachem, U Mesophim, there Makrim the Tomit Shol Shachem, the Mesophim, Mishmora Nichneses Oise Tomit Shol Beno Abayim, U Bozichim, the Makrim the Bozichim of the Lechem Aponim, so that's what they do. The ilu musafin chelkim like Tanya. It doesn't say this baraisa that they split up the oires of the musafin. So Mo says, I tanya bachluka like a mai. It's not speaking about what they derive. It's speaking about the chiyuvi avoide. So the avoide, this one does the tamid shel shachem, the musaf. The other does the bazichin and the tamid shel bein abay. It's not speaking about the schusim what they get. Todd is speaking about what they get. The Todd is Masofen, and they make the Talmud Shetach the Masof, Mishmor HaNich Neses, Oysa Talmud Shebein HaBayim HaBazich. Habo Kahan Moyu Nichnosim Shom, Shnayim Mishmazu, Shnayim Mishmazu, Techelkim Lechem Aponim. So this, the Talmud Shmuel said already, which avoidus each Mishma does, and it also says that they were Mechalik the Lechem Aponim. So we see that they were not chaylik the mesafim. Let us see Rashi. Ubazichin mesalkin mesadrim lechem aponim umaktirin shnei the mesalik the lechem aponim from this Shabbos the from last Shabbos the mesadr the lechem aponim. For the Shabbos, the Maktirin Shnei Besicha Levoinus Shesilkin Al Hashulchan, the Hain Matirin Es Alechem Bachila Kedachsi Vohoyel Alechem Laskor. Haitano Lai Ayri Bechluke Klav. We are speaking about Chaluke. In Taima Ma'acher Sham Mishma Hayyitze Oise Amusofim, so now Taisvis Rashi, what Tamazoy? The Londres in this. But since the Mishma Hayyot is making the Mesof, Ha'echich Alka by Mishma HaNichnes, we couldn't say Achelik in the Mesof, and they're not doing anything from the Avodah. Inu Nami Mahatchu Bebetzinoi Rala Mizbeach Kol Hayyoyim, Ha'echich Hayyot Samit Mishma Hayyot. That means they also have Achelik in the Aktores HaMusa. That means even though the Tchilas Aktore was through the Mishma Hayyot, but later, they were mahapet betzineure, they stirred the meat that it should make sure it should burn. So both of them have a chelik in the musa. Masnissen ba'ayri b'chaluke v'loitone chaluke de musa. Why is this more nice from our Mishneh? Hayne taimid loy ois ve'dika l'mei matane masnissen ayri ba'ayri b'lechem aponim v'rigolim. Really, the Mishneh specifically started speaking of b'lechem aponim of the rigolim. Ayri belechem de shayim oisa shonim, so he started speaking about belechem shayim oisa shonim. Agabrore ba'alme nosav chaluke b'sharei shabos. Really, it's not oisik how the chaluke was. He is speaking about belechem upon him beregel, so he spoke about b'shayim oisa shonim. But he's not speaking in yisod about the chalukes ha'mishmoris of every Shabbos. So male, it's no kashe why he didn't speak about it. Dolchaner is ma'oirer that he says, we have here a memory of Rabbi Yehuda that they were chaylik the oireis of the Masafim. Now, psiz ma'oirer and Rashi, it would seem that they were chaylik the oireis in Shabbos Kufa. But if they were chaylik the oireis meitzoi Shabbos, so then the kasha finds of Mishon. The Gemara asks, this Barais is speaking about chaluke, and it doesn't mention the Masafim. I suppose they weren't mechalik the Masof. He says, it's not kasha. The Reish is speaking about the chaluk which was done in Shabbos. The Eiris states the tale of Meitzoi Shabbos. So Weiss the Chaluk, since the Gemara doesn't say it, Weiss is the chaluk of the Eiris was in Shabbos. So yes, the kasha is mevur on Teisvus and Masef the Shabbos, that the Eir of a Behemoth Dake was muktzen. After you push the Eir, it's muktzeh. There's nothing to do with it, and it's muktzeh. So Mimele, so he asks, and there's no, how we say, ain't shvus per migdash, but there's mamish not tzeret mimetal to the oyer. So he says, so what heter, what legitimate heter did they have to be mechalik the oyeres in Shabbos? So Zuli Diver Rashi would say that Mesofim is speaking about the bosa of the chatos. They divided the bosa of the chatos, not legabi the oyeres alone. But Rashi says, speaking about the Eiris, so yes, from Rashi, how could they divide the Eiris, l'chei the Eiris, of the Kvosim HaMukzim? HaNichnosim Chilkim B'tzof. Tana Rabbonu. HaNichnosim, since Rashi was in Geiris, Tana Rabbonu, HaNichnosim Chilkim B'tzofim, Kedei Shiro Shehem Nichnosim. They're the Nichnosim, they're the Miuchosim, and that's why they eat their Chilk and Dachm Aponim in Tzof. HaYaitim Chilkim B'tzofim, Kedei Shiro Shehem Yaitim, that the people should see that they are Yoitzim. Zot Rashi, Nichnosim Lanzorik, De Shiro Nichnosim, Tayyar de Masnissim, Kamatorish, Gemorik. Tana Bilge La'ilam Chilekes Bedorim, the Mishmar, the Chav Dalad Mishmores, so the Mishmar of Bilge was always Chilek the Lechem Aponim and Dorim. We had learned before that the Seder was that the Mishmores, the Chav Dalad Mishmores of Kohune, used to switch in Shabbos. The new Mishmar used to eat the Lechem Aponim Bitzofen, and that was the Amokim Choshuv, and the Mishmar HaYotze used to eat it in Dorim. But Bilge La'olam Chilekes Bedorim, that means when Bilge came in on Shabbos, so even though all Mishmores had the schus to be Chilek the Lechem Aponim Bitzofen, they were Chilek Bedorim. Tana Rabbanon, so the Gemara brings a beraise, maise b'Miriam bas Bilga shehi mira dosa. There was a maise with Miriam, she came from this Mishmar of Bilga. Rashi says, Miriam bas Bilga, mi Mishmar Bilga hoisa, she came from this Mishmar, v'chein shema. It would seem from Rashi that her name was Bas Bilga, not her father's name was Bas Bilga. That's her, she came God from that Mishmo, and that was her name, Miriam Bas Bilga, like Rashi says in Gittin Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, Rashi says, Kach Shem Shnei Yehudim. Bar Kamsa was not the son of Kamsa. That was his name, Bar Kamsa. So it seems her name was like Benzion, so her name was Miriam Bas Bilga. Now, Grat, she came from the Mishmo of Bilga. Shehimira dosa, so she shmat herself, she lived in the times of the Yevonim, v'holcha v'niseis l'sardiyat echad mimalcha Yevonim, and she married a Yova, a goy, an official. Shenichnesu Yevonim l'heichol, when the Yevonim came into the heichol, hoysa miva'etes b'sandalo agavi ha'mizbeach. So she went, she took a sandal, and she was banging it on the Mizbeach, she was mevazed in Mizbeach, va'omra, and she said, Lucas, Lucas, you wolf, admosai ata mechalo mamoinon shel Yisrael, till when are you going to destroy the moment of Klal Yisrael? V'yata oimed aleim b'shas hadchak, when they need you, you're nothing, you don't offer your services, but you just take the mumin of Yisrael. The Marsha says that she was medame the Mizbeach to a wolf, just like we know a wolf loves to eat sheep. So the Mizbeach also, the Shnei Kvosim, the Tmidim, so that's what she tainted, that the Mizbeach gets to consume the Kvosim, but Lamaise, the Mizbeach doesn't help them, b'shas Solcha. Uchseshomu Chachomim Bedovo, when the Chachomim heard what she had done, is kavu estabato, so they made three knosses. One knas was that there were chav dalid tabois, these were mekaymais in the azore, it was a type of a ring, a large ring, which Rashi explains that they used to put the head of the kolben into this ring, they used to open up and then they used to shut it when they were ready to shecht the behemoth. So they made that this ring should not be able to function. So it was very embarrassing when the Mishmar of Bilgis came, they always had to go and get permission to use the tabas from another Mishmar. V'sosmu es chaloino. And another thing, there was a chaloin, there were types of cubbyholes, of cabinets, that they used to store the sakinim in. Each Mishmar had their own chaloin, and the chaloin of Bilgis was shut, sealed, and they were unable to use it. V'yesh Aimrim, now others say that the reason Bilga, the Mishma of Bilga, had this knas is because of a different reason, not because of a maise yechidi, a maise with Miriam Bas Bilgis, Bas Bilga, no, but because the whole Mishma was a Mishma which was Misrashel in the Avodim. V'yesh oimrim mishmarto shoyo lovoi. That the mishmar, we had mentioned before, that the mishmaris used to be nischalef every Shabbos. So that means the new mishmar had to come erev Shabbos, in order to make sure that in the middle of Shabbos they took over the avoda.
The Mishmar Hayoytzeis was Makrib the Tomit Shal Shacha. The Mishmar Hanichnas was Makrib the Tomit Shal Bein Arabayim. There were avoiders that the Mishmar Hanichnas had to do. And it seems that the Mishmar of Bilge, there was a Shabbos that there weren't too many people there from the Mishmar of Bilge. They decided they'll come Sunday, Monday. So they didn't come in time. So there was an avle from the whole Mishmar. V'nichnas Yeshevav Ochivimoy. So Yeshevav, that was the Mishmar that did the avoid the week before Bilge. So they were still there from the previous Shabbos. They were there the whole week. So, and there was a void that had to be done. And too many Kahanim from Bilge hadn't come yet. Is v'nichnas Yeshevav Ochiv Imoy v'shimesh tachtov. And they did the avoide, which should have been done through Bilge, was done through Yeshiva. So the Baraisa says, afal pi shechene orishoim loynis takru. Usually there's a klal oile roshe v'oile shechenei, a shochen of a roshe doesn't gain from being a shochen of a roshe. Shechene bilge nis takru. But the Shechinim of Bilge, that means the Mishmar of Yeshevav, gained from being a Shochin to being the Mishmar previous to Bilge. Why? She Bilge la'olam chaylekes bedorim. That Bilge always, when they, as I mentioned before, the Mishmar Hanichnas had the right to eat the lechem upon him b'tzofen, which was a mokim mechubit. But Bilge, whenever Bilge was Nichnas, so Yeshevav, who was the Mishmar Hayotze, they went and they ate the chelik and the lechem upon him in Tzofen. She Bilge la'olam chelekes bedorim. Bilge always was chelik the lechem upon him bedorim. Be Yeshevav ochiv b'tzofen. And Yeshevav had the right, so say they were, when they were Nichnas, they had the right, as all other Mishmaris. And when they were the Mishmar Yaitzis, they also had this right to be Oichel Bitzof. So the Gemara asks as follows, Bish Loime Lamandi Omar Mishmarto Ishoyalovi, that the reason they canceled the Mishmar of Bilge is because the Mishmar was Misrashel, they came late, they didn't come in time. I knew the Kansinu Lakula Mishmar, so that's a legitimate reason to punish the whole Mishmar. The Mishmar was Misrashel in the Avodah, so Chazal wanted to show them the price they're going to have to pay, and that was a bizoyin loilo. Elo leman di yomar Miriam bas Bilge sheheimira doso. But if the whole reason is because of Miriam bas Bilge of a isha yechida, mishum brate kansine leila di day. The Gemara asks, why did he even have to punish her father? No less, why should you punish the whole Mishmar? Omar Abaye in, kida omri inshi, shute di yenuke b'shuke. That what a child speaks in the Gas is where his outlook, his hashkofe, what he's saying, he gets it oida abuwa oida yime. He gets it other from his father, other from the mother. So Memele, if she could have been mevazeh the mizbeach, if she could degrade the mizbeach, if she could look down on the avodah, so mistame, this was the common talk that was spoken in her house. So therefore, there's a legitimate reason to cancel her parents. Frag the Gemara, good. So now we understand why the parents should have been punished. Umishum avu ve'ime kansinan lekula mishmara. Did we cancel the whole mishmar? Omar Abaye, oile rosha, oile shcheinai. That since the whole mishmar, since they were shcheinim to the parents of Bilge, so that's the price you pay of being a shochen to a rosha, oile rosha, oile shcheinai. Chazal tells Bahadi Hutza Loka Karbo, that something that is a shochen through thorns, so when they're taking out the thorns, the yirokas also, that are next to the thorns also will be plucked, even though it's not l'tevosam. oi le rosh, oi le shcheinoi, toiv le tzadik, toiv le shcheinoi. And verkehrt, for it's good for a shochen of a tzadik, shenema imru tzadik ki toiv ki prima loleyem yechelu. Doch Laner says pshat in the posik, imru is going on other people. Imru, you should praise the tzadik ki toiv, ki prima lolehem, the peiris of their actions, of their maisim toivim that they do, yoichelu, others will eat. So we see from this posik that others derive benefit from the hanhoges of a tzadik. Doch Laner explains, the Gemara asked Akasha, the Baraisa explained that the Mishmar of Yeshevov, the Mishmar of Yeshevov gained from that they were Shechinim to Bilge. And the Baraisa says, on the second Loshen, Afal Pisha Shechinei HaRishoyim Loi Nistakru, Shechinei Bilgo Nistakru. That the Baraisa says, on the Vyesh Oimrim. And the first Loshen, the Baraisa does, L'chayre, this Afal Pisha is a Chiddush according to both Loshenis. So the Och Laner says, according to the first Loshen, really, the Mishmar of Bilge were not Roim, they were not Rishoyim. They were punished because they were Shechinim to the Mishpacha of Bilge. But they themselves were not Rishoyim. So there's no Afalpi Shechinim Rishoyim Loi Nistakru, Shechinim Bilge Nistakru, because according to the first Loshen, the Mishmar of Bilge was not Rishoyim. So the Mishmar of Yeshevov was not Shechinim Rishoyim. According to the second Loshen, the whole Mishmar was Rishoyim, because they came late. So therefore we're saying Yechidish, so even though usually we never find that a shochen of a Rosha gains, but here they did gain. And let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kshenichnesu yevonim lahechol bimei matisho ben yoichanin lukis hu zeiv beloshen yevoni. Uksheshamu chachomim bedovo la'achar shegovro yad beis chashminoi Isosmu chaloino shel mishmoro. So they went and they sealed off the chaloin of Bilge. Ulekamon porich. Later the Gemara asks, Mishum dido konsine lekula mishmoro. Mishmarta shel Bilge shoyalovoi. The mishma of Bilge came late. Kshigia Shabbos shelo. When her Shabbos came, loyoye boim. So they didn't come. We had time to come Sunday. That avoida did not have echshivas by them. Is therefore the nichnas yeshevav ochid. So yeshevav, they had to take care of the avoida in Shabbos. Seder mishmores. Bilga acha yeshevav. Bilga came after yeshevav. Uchse yeshevav yaitse, when the mishma of yeshevav left, Bilga nichnas. Uchse shom mishmeres Bilga lovoi. When the Mishmar of Bilga came late, is Ikvoi Yeshevov, Mishmar, so they stayed over, so they didn't go away, they had to do the Avodah, the Fikach Kansur, therefore they canceled the Mishmar of Bilga. V'af al pi shekol shcheinei orishoyim loy nistaku, you, by being a shochen of a Rosha, one never gains, the oy le Rosha, oy le shcheinei, Shcheini Bilga Nistakru, Hainu Yeshevov. She Bilga La'olam Chelekes B'dorim. That Bilga was Mechalik the Lechem upon him in Dorim. Vafilu B'knisosa, even when they entered the Shabbos that they entered to do the Avodah, so they got their Chelek and the Lechem upon him B'dorim. The Yeshevov La'olam B'tzofen Av B'tziyosai. And Yeshevov got their Chelek of the Lechem upon him in Tzofen, even the Shabbos that they left. Sharei Bilga Nichnas Acha. Because Bilga was the Mishma that entered after Yeshiva. Ushvachu Lehem L'chilke Tzofen. It's a privilege, it's an honor to be from the Chilke Tzofen, as Rashi said before, because we see Kodshei Kadoshim and Yishchotim Batzofen, so the Tzofen Azore was the Mokim Choshev Azore, and there they were Zoichet eat from the Lechem Aponim. So the Gemara asked me, Shum Barate Konsina Leila Didei, Kloima, Afilu Li Avua Na Mi Havala Lemiknesa. Why did they cancel her father? no less, why did they cancel the whole Mishmo? So the Gemara answers, Shuto the Yenuka Bishuka da Abua, Bishuka da Abua I de Ime. Moshel had you to, this is a Moshel. Masha hatinoik midaber Bishuk, that what a tinoik speaks, Bishuk, may aviv oi may imoi shoma. Avzu imloi shoma may aviv, she would not have heard from her father, shoya mevazes avoide, loi omro came, she would never have said this. Shuta dibo, kumoi le seipi, lochu shuta, upgdushin shukta baalo yodano. Oy le roshe, va oy le shchainoi, beteires kainim tanyem, vechilzu esa avonim. That they have to go and take off the avonim, nega be'even shebimiktsoya shneim, nega be'even shebimiktsoya, if there was a nega in the even that was in the corner, the mefoshim amavaya, because normal in the corner they used to have a very thick even that used to be on both sides, that used to function as the mechitza of both sides. Shneim chelzim. So there the halacha is that both of them, if they have to be chelitz, this Eben, so both of them are taking away the Eben. Both of them are losing an Eben of the wall that's separating them. Va'aval pisha hanega loinira ela bebeisei shelzeh machmas shehoisa eina yitzara bekeilo. That means even though the reason that the nega came was only because of this person who the nega was on his side, and the reason was, Chazal tell us, because this was a person that was einoi tzara bekeilov. That means he was a person that when people wanted to borrow things from him, he always used to say, I don't possess it, I'd really like to help, but Nebuch, I don't have it. So therefore the Rabbi Yishol made a nega, and so b'meile, so he had to take out all the kalim from his house in order that he shouldn't become tamei. So when he emptied out his house, so all his neighbors saw all the things that they had requested to borrow from him, and he had always tied that he doesn't possess it. Now there was nira le'en keil that he possessed all these things. There was ein eitzor b'shalachayim. Is chaveir elok or b'shviloi? But now the chaveir also lost. That means the even that served as a barrier between both of them, now that's taken away, and so he's also suffering. Mikan amru oy le rosha oy le shchainai umemele toiv le tzadik toiv le shchainai the midah toiv merube mevamidas peronius. First, I'd like to give a shevach veidoy to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he was mezakas, we were zeiche. To end Mesech the Sukkah, we really cannot picture the gewaldik eschus there is to make us see him. They bring down when the goyim was Messiah, his perish and shir hashirim is nasa einav lamorim bedveikis atzuma. So he lifted up his eyes with a gewaldik edveikis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Bebroche vahido lishmoi hagodu yisborach shemoi. We have to understand the goyim when he was Messiah, his perish and shir hashirim, there was a lot of yegiyah involved. But he realized what he was zeiche to accomplish, and he gave a moiridike shevach vahido to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he was zeiche to be Messiah shir hashirim. Fashteitzach, our learning is no dimyan whatsoever to the ideas and the asogis of the goyin. But it's kedai lessons I saw a moiridik eloshin from the Chazayin Ish. In that we could have a gewaldik echizuk. The Mishnah says in Oveis, Haloime zokin lemohu doime lidyoik suve al niyor mochuk. So the Mephoshim explain when a person learns when he's a Zokin, God the Svasema says Zikna starts with 60, Abal Kaponim, whenever the Zikna starts, others, Kofetz Aleim Zikna, but Aleimid Zokin, Lamo Daimel Lidyoik Suval Niyom Mochuk. So the Mephoshim explained that means that whatever registers is unclear, If you have a Nyom Mochuk, the Oisius spread out, they touch one another, something you chap, something you don't chap. And how long does it remain? It remains, doesn't remain too long. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. So the Chazaynish says, Ve'im omnom ha'loimeid zokein doime l'dyoik suval n'yom mochuk, avo l'goidol yikras ha'chochma, but taking into consideration the moiridike preciousness of this chochma, ve'rav elko, gam dyoi ha'chochma al n'yor ha'mochuk, ein erech eileho ve'ein misbol le'yoytzom shavyo. But one does not know how much this is worth. How precious this is. So that we also don't realize. But if we establish this should help us, we should be zeichet to realize how precious this was to be zeichet, to be mesayim and mesechtim. And how grateful we should be to the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we were zeichet to this. It's kedai to, we had mentioned in the shir, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner says on the posik, b'chol ha'mokim asher asker eshmi ovei eilecho uverachticho. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner is ma'irer, the posik is l'chayre not meduyik. The posik should have said, B'chol ha'mokim asher taskir eshmi, when you'll be maskir, shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ovei eilecho veirachticho. What's askir eshmi? So Chaim Volozhiner says that the emison, when a person learns, when a person does a mitzvah, when he does maisim toivim, it is the Rabbeinu Shlom that is giving him the koyach to learn, mipiv dasu svuna, the understanding is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, as we say in Nishmas, eivorim shepilakta bonu, v'ruach neshama shenafachta bapeinu, v'loshen hashasamta befinu, everything that is being done, say the eivorim, say the koyches, and by Maisim Toivim, say the wealth that one invests in Achzokis HaTayr, in another Chasodim, everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that is Pshat B'chol Mokim Asher Askir. The Rabbeinu Shalom says that when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not you're doing. It's Asher Askir Eshemi. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving him then the koich he should be able to do it. And therefore he says, Sekumnish the person Ayashikoyach, what did he do already? How much did he contribute to the mitzvah that he had done? Afal Pikain, Ovoy Eilecho Uveirachticho.